When I was at junior school, all of my projects always used to be about Hemel Hempstead for some reason. It just captured my imagination. Having been born here, I felt very, you know, it was my town. Whenever I did my projects, I always took all the photographs for them myself. And I did a school project when I was still going to Jupiter Drive School. So we're looking at sort of, I don't know, 1977, 78 kind of thing. I was 10. I hadn't discovered the Jellicoe side of things, but I had read back then that it had been designed by someone to be in the shape of a snake. And I tried to capture that in photography as well, which was a bit difficult, you know, without wings or access to an aeroplane. So I did the best I could from, like, you know, photographing it from different angles. And one of the photographs I got was the frozen picture of the large part of the water gardens at the very end, where we've got the islands and the dancers doing their dancing thing. When I were a kid, it used to get so cold in winter that that would completely freeze over and people would skate on there. Not me, of course. I was always afraid of falling through. But it was quite a regular thing for people to go skating on that, because it's quite wide and open as well. It tends to freeze a lot easier than, you know, the small narrow bits of river. I always used to like going into the Wimpy, as I'm sure lots of people did, because it was the very fact that it was slightly up above everything else, so you could see what was going on. And back in the days when the Marlowe's was not pedestrianised, there was one winter, I think it might have been like 1982 or something. It was a really, really heavy, heavy winter. And I tried getting to school. Oh, no, I did. I tried so hard, honest. I really tried hard to get to school that morning. But snow stopped play. And I got as far as Wimpy. And there I stayed for the rest of the day, watching cars from up above and buses sort of like grinding to a halt. It started off about 9 o'clock in the morning. They were just about able to get through, but by about 10:30, everything just stopped, and you know, the world actually did grind to a halt, you know. Not like these days when you get half a flake and all of a sudden everyone goes, right, that's it, down tools.